Hi, my name's Nat, and this is The Weekly Snapshot, your weekly dose of Asian tech and startup news. Okay, we've got some good news and some bad news, both from Indonesia. Let's shake things up a little and start with the good stuff. Indonesian ride-hailing giant Gojek announced that it has appointed Severan Rault as its new Group Chief Technology Officer. This news follows the departure of the company's former CTO, Ajay Gore, last month to, quote, take a personal break after having served in his role at Gojek for the past 5 years. Rault, who is based in Singapore, will oversee all of the technology behind Gojek's ecosystem, from transportation and payments to food delivery, logistics, and several other on-demand services. He will also manage the company's engineering teams across Southeast Asia and India. In his new role, Rault reports directly to Gojek co-CEO Kevin Alui. He joined Gojek earlier this year as head of engineering for the company's marketplace platform. Rault has over 20 years of experience in the tech industry under his belt, previously working as the director of software development at Amazon, where he led the team to found Amazon Prime Air, the company's drone delivery service. Does this mean we're going to be booking Go Air rides sometime soon? Probably not, but hey, you never know. Prior to Amazon, Rault had worked at Microsoft for over 4 years, serving as the principal architect of search engine Bing and the principal development manager for One App, which enables feature phones to run popular mobile apps. He also founded two companies, wireless solutions firm Kicker Interactive, which was acquired by Microsoft in 2008, and virtual reality company Betawave, where he had worked before moving to Gojek. New leadership typically heralds some interesting happenings, especially in the tech scene. So I'm pretty psyched to see how Gojek will grow Jack in the next few years. Yeah, okay, it sounded a lot better in my head. And now for the not-so-good news. Indonesian fashion e-commerce startup Sorabel is set to close down as the COVID-19 pandemic wiped out its cash. Jeffrey Uwono, Sorabel's co-founder and former CEO, said that the company, quote, never had more than 6 months of runway since 2016. Chief Financial Officer Kevin Widlansky added that the firm was, quote, hit especially hard during Lebaran and Hari Raya because it hit demand all around, but also constrained the company's ability to restock new goods. 4 years of living on the edge and then getting slapped by a major global crisis? It's no surprise that the company wasn't able to survive. Sorabel is now under administration, which means it has appointed a third-party administrator to look after the interests of its shareholders and creditors. According to Widlansky, it's possible that the company might liquidate parts of SaleStock, the company behind Sorabel, while another company may acquire the rest, including the Sorabel brand. If that happens, the Sorabel brand may continue to exist and some employees may also stay with the company, with the acquiring company leading the business. So, the situation could be worse, I guess. Founded in 2014 as SaleStock, the company was supposedly on its way to profitability in July 2019, following a rebrand in January of that year. It was also working to close a Series C fundraising round. The startup raised a total of $27 million from investors such as Gobi Partners, Kajora Intervest Star Growth Fund, SMDV, and Alpha JWC Ventures, among others. The company was also testing a store in the Philippines, with planned experiments in Vietnam and Cambodia. Its Philippine store, however, closed down in February this year. Uwono resigned as Sorabel CEO in June, but he will still be involved in the company's transition. Other co-founders Linga Madu and Ariza Novianti, meanwhile, had already left the company since late last year. Anyway, now's about time for a quick break. After that, we'll run through the funding news of the week, so don't go away. How are you liking this episode so far? Good? Of course it's good. Well, I've got more good things to share with you. If you like what we're doing and are looking for more startup stories, check out Startups Magazine's The Serial Entrepreneur. In the last series of the podcast, the focus was all about startups that shifted their business strategies and evolved to support others in crisis during COVID-19. One of the featured businesses does 3D printing for hospitals, and another one creates networks for small businesses. So if you want to have a listen, you can find the show by searching for The Serial Entrepreneur, cereal like your breakfast, wherever you get your podcasts, or by going to startupsmagazine.co.uk. Now, back to the show. All right, let's get right to it. Ant Group, which owns Chinese major mobile payment platform Alipay, has started the process of a concurrent initial public offering on the Shanghai Stock Exchange's Star Market and the Stock Exchange of Hong Kong, according to a press release from the company last Monday. The company, which was known as Ant Financial before June this year, has not disclosed details on the IPO size or timing. Reuters reported earlier this month that Ant is seeking a valuation of more than $200 billion in a Hong Kong IPO. But when contacted by KR Asia on July 8, two Ant Financial spokesmen separately denied the Reuters report, saying they contain, quote, incorrect information. So we'll just have to wait and see, I guess. Singapore-based Insider, a marketing software as a service startup, said it has raised $32 million in a Series C round led by Riverwood Capital. Sequoia India, Wamda, and Endeavor Catalyst also took part in the round, according to a statement. Founded in 2012, Insider provides a growth management platform that lets digital marketers connect customer data across channels and systems. It then uses AI to process that data and predict future customer behavior to help companies reach the right customers. Ultimately, the company claims its technology can help marketers drive growth across the funnel, from acquisition to activation, retention, and revenue. With the new funds, the company said it plans to further enhance the capabilities of its growth management platform. This includes investing in its AI to create flexible algorithms suitable for customers in the travel, media, and finance sectors, among others. The company also plans to bolster its R&D team and invest in its global sales and marketing efforts as it looks to make its presence more known in the West. China's smart electric vehicle company, XPeng Motors, also known as Xiaopeng Motors, has raised around $500 million in a Series C Plus funding round from Hillhouse Capital, Sequoia Capital China, Aspex, and Coatu. Founded in 2015, XPeng designs and manufactures electric vehicles and aims to become the leading smart electric vehicle player in China. The Guangzhou-headquartered company has offices in Beijing, Shanghai, Silicon Valley, and San Diego. According to the firm, the new capital injection will go toward its expenses on product development, manufacturing, sales, and service network, among others. As of March, XPeng has more than 140 shops in 48 cities in China. In April, it launched its second smart electric vehicle model, the P7 Sports Sedan, deemed a rival to Tesla's Model 3. In May, it also secured the production license for its self-built, fully owned factory in Caojing in Guangdong Province. I wonder if I could get my hands on one of those P7s. Although, I guess it doesn't matter since I don't even have a driving license. Unless maybe it's that smart and I won't need to know how to drive? Anyway, that's it for this week. But of course, there's so much more that happened last week that we didn't cover. So if you want access to unlimited news reports on the Asian tech and startup scene, head over to techin.asia/sub and you can read to your heart's content. But what did you think of today's episode? Do you too look forward to a time when we can drive without having to drive? Drop me a message and let me know. I'm at podcast@techinasia.com and I'd love to hear what you think. Till next time, my name's Nat. Have a great week ahead.